This is MSO News Sports. I am joined by Jalen Echeverria from Endicott College, formerly St. Mary's basketball and football and probably other stuff as well. But Jalen, you're making a splash the last several years with Endicott. So tell us a bit about the season so far. I know you guys are coming off a big win this week.
Yeah, season's going great so far. I mean, towards the end of the season, we really have come together as a team, picking up huge wins against top-seeded teams in the conference. So going into playoffs, we have one more regular season game on Saturday left, and then we have playoffs. So looking to finish Saturday strong. And hopefully, if we win on Saturday, that means we clinch the third seed in the CCC, which means we'll get a home game for the playoffs. So that's what we're hoping for.
Tell me, how do you think you've progressed as a player since playing college ball?
Oh, I think I've definitely progressed tremendously. I mean, high school was much more, I wouldn't say relaxed, but I would say I was playing more of my game. I was doing more of the stuff I know I can do. But in college, much more fast-paced, much more getting your teammates involved, much more running through the plays, going through all the motions. And it could get boring at times, but you can't get bored with the process. You always got to, every day you got to come to practice, coming ready to play. Every game you got to come to the game ready to bring it all. I just say in college you can't let up. Every day is a grind. I say it'll really just test if you really love basketball. College, it'll really test if basketball is your sport.
You know, I don't remember you playing too laid back when you were at St. Mary's, Jalen.
Never, never, never. I was always that energetic guy who was always up in your face. I'm a small guard, so you know I gotta bring the energy every time.
Yeah, no, and I do remember what you watching you play football, and then watching you play basketball following the next season, and realizing you're pretty much the same as a football player as you are as a basketball player, diving all over that court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put all my life I played football and basketball, so it's just second nature to me now. Football, I've always loved football. You know, I never wanted to stop playing it, but basketball has always been my number one passion. So I'd say football has definitely helped me on the court for basketball, and basketball has definitely helped me on the field for football. So
tell me about Jeff Hill, another Lynn native here, playing for Endicott. What's his season been like?
Oh, he's fit into the system amazingly. I mean, first couple scrimmages and first game, he was sort of getting into his rhythm, seeing what the team is like, seeing how we run offense, how we run defense. And once he really, really settled in, he's been able to play his game up to his fullest potential. I mean, he's given us everything we could ask for this season, so I'm really proud of him.
What's the toughest team that you've faced, do you think? I know it can vary from night to night, but the night that you faced them, what do you think is the toughest team?
In the conference, I'd say our toughest team is either Nichols or WME. And then just overall this year, I would say the toughest team we played was definitely either Tufts or Farmingdale State. Those are two very good teams that beat us, but those two teams made us learn a lot about ourselves, and we were able to change what we did in those games and bring them to the next games.
You know, I remember those Endicott Nichols games before you got there. Does the coach talk to you about those games? You guys, they had an incredible rivalry with some outstanding games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I would always be at those games because my brother played on Nichols. So I was always at every single Nichols game, no matter if it was Nichols versus Endicott. But definitely those games, when those were on the schedule, those games were definitely circled in everyone's books and stuff like that. The Nichols versus Endicott is a game you definitely want to go see.
Anything else, Jalen, to share with us about Endicott basketball?
I'd just say come out, support the guys. We play on Saturday at, I'm pretty sure it's 3:30 or 3, one of those times. But Saturday, last home game of the season. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully we get the win on Saturday. But last regular season home game, and we're looking to clinch third seed and get a playoff game for the playoff run.
Well, great catching up with you. Oh, well, I got to ask you one last thing. You are interning here at Lynn Classical High School with the athletic department, under the guidance of Athletic Director Bill Devin, huh? And that's going okay? Seriously?
Yes.
Now, you can tell me the truth now.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Mr. Devin has definitely taught me the ropes. Anything I ask, he always has an answer for it. He's always having conversations with me, asking how is basketball, how is school. It's just coming in every day. It's good to chat with him. He's just, he's become a friend to me.
Jalen, great catching up with you. Thanks so much. Best of luck Saturday and the rest of the way. Yep,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jalen Echeverria with us from Endicott College, from Lynn, and, of course, prior to that, all from St. Mary's.